Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, November 8th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the senior pastor of the First United Methodist Church of Commerce, Valerie Englert. Birthdays, novelist Margaret Mitchell, author of Gone with the Wind, born on this day in 1900.
I do.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Rock singer and guitarist Bonnie Raitt, 64 today. On this day in history, in 1965, the soap opera Days of Our Lives debuted on ABC. On November 8th, 2000, a statewide recount begins in Florida to decide the winner of the U.S. presidential election between George W. Bush and Al Gore. This gave us the unforgettable term, Hanging Chads. The night before, election night, was all confusion.
Stand by. CNN right now is moving our earlier declaration of Florida back to the too close to call column. This no longer is a victory for Vice President Gore.
And folks, in the year 2004, please, could you make up your minds a little more conclusively? Because I think we can't take another election like this one.
Number one on the charts on this day already in 1942, Bing Crosby and White Christmas. And you thought rushing Christmas was near. On the KETR events calendar at the A&M Commerce Planetarium, two shows tonight at 7 p.m. Ice Worlds, a program on the Arctic and Antarctic regions of our planet, and at 8 p.m. Lamps of Atlantis. Our search for the lost continent of Atlantis takes us on a journey through the astronomical knowledge and understanding of the ancient Greeks. Admission is $4 for children, $4.50 for senior citizens, and $5 for adults. For more information, see events at KETR.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Valerie Englert, the senior pastor of the First United Methodist Church of Commerce. And Valerie visits with us now and again to talk about issues related to faith. And before we have these meetings, I always say, well, what would you like to talk about? And you said to me, well, I love to talk about theology and everyday life.
Yes.
We were talking about what people say to other people in tragic situations, mm-hmm. unhappy situations, mm-hmm. about God. Right. And sometimes maybe not very wisely.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. For instance, an example of this would be, say, the death of a young adult, the suicide of a teenager. Mm-hmm. And the people that surround that family that have suffered the loss, often out of a place of compassion, want to say something that will help make the situation better, make it more bearable, somehow ease the grief. And so a lot of the phrases that I often hear are things like, well, God was ready to call her home, or God needed another angel in heaven. And I think sometimes it can be very hurtful to the family, but underlying that, talking about doing everyday theology, is to stop and think about the claim that's being made by God when a statement like that is made.
Mm-hmm.
Does God really pick and choose like that? And if so, is that a God that a believer would really want to worship? Is that a God that we could put our trust in, who would make seemingly random decisions like that about calling somebody home before their time?
Mm-hmm. And you were saying that there's really nothing in the Bible, there's nothing in Scripture that suggests that is true.
No, there's no no scriptural support that I have found that says that God populates the angelic court by calling people home, or that God chooses, you know, to take this person over this person. Because Jesus himself, the question came to Jesus, it's in Luke's gospel, I believe, a tower, the Tower of Siloam, had fallen, and so many people had died. And the question comes to Jesus, well, were they sinful or were their parents sinful? And Jesus says, no, the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. So, you know, there are things that happen, horrible things that happen, but it is not necessarily God that is causing that thing to happen.
And that almost that very thing has happened fairly recently. We've had a tornado strike a church on a Sunday morning, and people lose their lives, and almost directly comparable to that very story.
And the flip side of that is also that people who were spared, say the tornado that struck the church on a Sunday morning, and those that perhaps weren't injured or weren't killed, think, oh, well, I was spared for a reason. And it seems to me that we get into territory making claims about God. Well, why would God direct the tornado to move in such a way that the baby across the aisle died and, you know, the 55-year-old sitting on the other side of the aisle didn't? And I just find that very troubling.
Is there some reluctance to admit that there's a certain randomness about life that we just don't like to think that is so?
I think so. For many people of faith, the notion of randomness existing in the universe is very troubling. And I don't think I can knowledgeably speak, even as a pastor, about whether randomness truly exists or not. But I just know that the workings of the universe aren't known to us. There are scientists would claim that they know a lot about the workings of the universe because they've taken things apart, but they don't know how to put things back together again and how things actually work. But there are just some things that are happened that are horrible. And so when we stop to think about how God is in those situations, the witness that we have in Scripture is that God weeps and that God is with us.
People are—they're coming from a good place, aren't they? When they say something, intending to be helpful, intending to be comforting.
I think so. I think so. People, generally speaking, especially here in our culture, we are uncomfortable with silence, and we tend to want to fix things, we tend to want to do things, and often in times of grief, whether it is extreme grief, extreme suffering, extreme loss, that actually the most helpful thing to do is to be present and to be silent and to listen. And if there are any busy work things that the family just can't handle, like picking up toilet paper at the grocery store, that might be the best and the most helpful thing that you can do instead of trying to explain why that person died when they did.
Well, obviously, we could continue this discussion for hours, but there's only so much time here in the cafe each morning. So, Valerie, I thank you for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you for having me.
Valerie Englert is the senior pastor at the First United Methodist Church of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.